Well, I've lived in London for a long time, and I wanted to write a book that kind of showed how I feel about London and the variety and the difference in it, and how much all the different places in London mean to me. And I think that's where the book began, really. I did actually climb up the monument, and I was looking down at all the places that I've lived and have meant something. And I just felt there was a book here, and I didn't know who was going to be in it or what it was going to be, but that's really where it began. I looked all the way around, because SE1 is where I spent most of my time living in London, and I've got long roots with it, going back 20 years, and it really is home to me. Even though I now live in North Yorkshire, SE1 still home. My parents and my brother all live in SE1, and I come back very, very frequently. And I think we've got plans that we'll retire to SE1 at some point in the future. And I think it is just a fantastic place to live, isn't it? You've got everything right there, everything on your doorstep, and it's got character and history. The party's here at the Riverside Bookshop in Hayes Galleria, which obviously is right in the centre of where the book. Where the book is set, and there's just an enormous variety of people here, because it's people from every stage of my life, really. People I was at school with, at university with, people that I've worked with in all different jobs, quite a few people from different IT jobs I've worked in who are all claiming to recognise scenes in the book. And people that knew me when I was a child, and they're my agent and my editor, and people connected with the book. So it's really nice. Someone said it's a bit like a wedding, and it does feel a bit like that in a way.